We're asking for a realistic approach to this problem, ongoing problem for a considerable time, that at least adequate time is given to home helps to provide a service, and they're trying their best to know to the clients to visit there on a daily basis. And that's, at the moment, 30 minutes is not adequate in many cases.
I know that the maximum stay was a lot less in the past and it was increased to 30 minutes. Are you confident that it could be increased further?
I take it the impression for that, and as well as that, you know, that there are other factors too coming into play there. Parliament was concerned about the number of people in trolleys and hospitals, and pinpointed that doctors, nurses, attendants and paramedics were doing their best, but that they were flowing against the tide, and that they were under pressure as well, and that this needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency.
Particularly for elderly residents who may be living in rural areas, they may feel quite isolated and do rely very much so on these home helpers visiting their house on a daily basis, and probably would like to see them stay for longer than just a mere half hour.
No, and then I know they're sending out the message senior citizens should be kept in their own communities. And that is not happening. I give an example there of a lobby group now in Armour Island seeking a small unit for a number of bedrooms for respite. And those people are, I suppose, sent 50 miles away for they can't be visited too often by their neighbours or friends, and if you want to keep people in the community, it comes at a price, but it's the only way of addressing the problem of the fact that people are taking into nursing homes and all to that, and even hospitals where they should be adequately catered for in their home areas.